The Guardian.
Downing Street is backing away from supporting a referendum on Scottish independence. It's after two of Gordon Brown's closest allies north of the border appeared to support nationalist demands for a vote on splitting up the UK. Scottish Labour leader Wendy Alexander and her brother Douglas, the International Development Secretary, say they are unafraid of the proposed vote despite previously opposing independence. From our studio in the Scottish Parliament, The Guardian's Severin Carrell tells us it's causing huge controversy.
Well, out of the blue, Wendy Alexander, the Scottish Labour Party leader, has told the Scottish public and her own party that she now believes that the Labour Party in Scotland should be supporting the SNP's attempts to have a referendum on the independence of Scotland. And this is something which has effectively come out in a series of interviews she's given to the media rather than through any deliberate policy announcement at a Labour Party event or press briefing.
And she's obviously changed her mind on this, hasn't she?
She has indicated this afternoon at finally having a press conference to discuss her new policy on this that she believes that the SNP are dragging their heels and appear to be running scared. She claims to have detected evidence that the leader of the Scottish National Party, Alex Salmond, is starting to attempt to delay and postpone having the vote in 2010. And it's her belief that actually she reckons the Labour Party will be able to capitalise on that by challenging him to come forward with the vote and to get it over and done with.
So Wendy Alexander says she's unafraid of the verdict of the Scottish people. Is she unafraid of Gordon Brown by doing this, do you think?
She's made clear that she sees this as an issue of her integrity and her independence, if you like, as Scottish Labour Party leader, that she has to be seen to be leading from the front, taking decisions which appear to be unpopular, but are actually, she claims, in the best interests of the Scottish people and of the Scottish Labour Party. In a sense, she has indicated that she doesn't necessarily think that Gordon Brown's unhappiness about this is as important as her showing that she's leading from the front and challenging the SNP. It's a question, if you like, of her showing that she's got muscle and the guts to take on the SNP. Some people might regard this as Gordon Brown losing even more authority over other parts of his party. And certainly the Tory and Liberal Democrat parties up here are absolutely furious about it, and the only party which appears publicly to be happy about it is the Scottish National Party. And for a lot of people inside the Labour government and the Labour Party as a whole, this isn't an ideal position to find the Scottish Labour Party in. One thing that Wendy said today, which she believes underlines and highlights why this is the correct tactic to pursue, was that she says that in 1996, when she was an advisor and speechwriter to Donald Dewar, the then leader of the Scottish Labour Party, she was the only person publicly to say that the Scotland Act, which would be coming in once Labour won power to set up the Scottish Parliament, ought to be put to the Scottish people in a referendum. She said then it was a deeply unpopular position. It was unpopular with the Labour Party. It was unpopular with the Liberal Democrats and the Tories. But eventually, everybody came round. She says eventually, Tony Blair himself took a unilateral decision to set up this referendum without necessarily consulting his colleagues. And history has shown that this was the correct decision. It was a courageous decision. It was a brave decision. So in a sense, what she's doing now, she says, is in keeping with that way of leading from the front. It might be unpopular now, but in future it'll be.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.